So, you're saying Blake's right? Avon cast a withering, sidelong glance at Villa. I am not, he replied. Then why are you going down there? Sometimes Villa's incessant, childlike questioning really grated with Avon. He could feel himself fast approaching that stage now. Avon took a deep breath. He didn't want to waste unnecessary energy on the man. It doesn't matter what you or Blake think. By teleporting down there, I'm not justifying anyone else's view except my own. You said you didn't like the idea. I don't like the idea of there being an apparent Federation base about which we can find no information. He approached Aurak and activated the flashing box. Anything yet? Be more precise, answered the fussy voice. I've only asked you to do one thing, Avon sounded threatening. I can still trace no information relating to the installation on the moon below, nor any movement orders relating to a transport craft of that specification. Keep looking and keep me informed. Avon swept from the flight deck, Villa at his heels like a faithful puppy. You don't believe it's Federation, do you? Let's just say I'm keeping an open mind. Avon strode towards the teleport bay, which is more than can be said for our great leader most of the time, he added sourly. Jenna tightened the utility belt around her leather jumpsuit and slipped a teleport bracelet onto her wrist. She turned to Blake. He looked somewhat out of place seated behind the teleport controls. The impracticality of his wing-sleeve jacket made him seem even more incongruous. What? He asked as she maintained her gaze a little too long. You don't want to go?
No, I'm happy to, Jenna replied.
Blake nodded. Good. You've been cooped up on the ship for far too long. She gave him a wry smile. Always difficult for the pilot to leave their station. Well, you don't have to worry this time. Gan is more than capable in your absence, and we'll keep ourselves concealed anyway. I'm assuming I'm keeping an eye on Avon for you? Blake chuckled. Not at all. I trust him to do the right thing, even if he thinks otherwise. No, I trust your judgment, Jenna. Avon has the technical skills, but you have the ability to appraise. Flatterer, Jenna thought, although she'd said nothing aloud. He was playing to an agenda again, trying to make it look like he was giving Avon and Jenna a free rein. She sometimes wished Blake wasn't so politically driven. The quest to bring down the Federation was more important to him than anything else. If he'd relax from time to time, she wondered if they might enjoy each other's company a little more. Jenna was dedicated to Blake's cause, like most of the crew, because it suited her for now. But that wouldn't last forever. Like the Liberator. It was an amazing ship. A real joy to fly, and Jenna had an affinity with her. After all, the name Liberator had been taken from her thoughts by the ship, by Zen, when Jenna, Blake and Avon had first been sent abroad to salvage her. But the pressure on their band of rebels was increasing all the time, and it was clear that Liberator could not last indefinitely against the Federation's fleet of pursuit ships. Jenna's train of thought was broken as Avon joined them, with Villa in tow. Blake spoke into the teleport communicator. Ready to move, Gan? Villa appeared momentarily flustered. He's still resting. Do you want to fly the ship out of the particle cloud then? Blake asked, with a glare. I'll go and get him, Villa scampered away. Jenna rolled her eyes. Avon clipped a teleport bracelet about his wrist, then checked his gun was plugged in before drawing it and standing in the teleport bay. Jenna joined him. There's air down there? Avon asked.
The energy signature, such as Zen can read it, is consistent with full life support in operation, Jenna confirmed.
Avon glanced at her. I hope you're right.
They stood there for a few more seconds before they felt the sudden movement of the ship, and Gan's voice came over the communicator.
We're coming out of the particle cloud now. Nothing adhering to the hull, according to Zen, and we're safe to operate the teleport.
All right, Blake, put us down, snapped Avon.
I'll give you 2 hours. We'll use the planet to conceal us, just to be safe. Find out what you can and try to stay out of trouble.
He said that with a straight face, Jenna thought, as the teleport activated and the world around her changed.